Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from People Mover. Help update the public transit service plan. Visit transitonthemove.com to take the latest public survey by April 26th.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Hannah Floor. A December storm that damaged on Alaska's coastline and roads could cost more than $20 million to repair, and the state has agreed to help fix it. Governor Mike Dunleavy approved a disaster declaration in mid-March. The city formally requested aid in February and submitted preliminary damage assessments for Summer Bay Road, Airport Beach Road, and Captain's Bay Road. The storm hit on Alaska in late December, bringing 100-mile-per-hour gusts, elevated tides, and a storm surge that swept the coastline. It damaged the airport's runway and closed off Summer Bay Road for vehicles. Brian Thacker directs on Alaska's Department of Public Works. He says reopening Summer Bay Road is a top priority for the city, but there's no timeline on when it will reopen. Thacker says they are committed to moving as quickly as possible to restore access to Summer Bay Road while also ensuring repairs are done safely and effectively. Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management will fund repairs through its public assistance program. Thacker says the scope of work and timeline depend on that process. Strong winds are a common occurrence in Unalaska, and the city is also working with the Kawalungan Tribe of Unalaska and the Unalashka Corporation to prepare for future events. The Juneau Assembly voted Wednesday to end the city's involvement in Eagle Crest Ski Area's controversial gondola project and pay back a $10 million investment from Goldbelt Incorporated. The Assembly's vote came during a Finance Committee meeting, which means it isn't final. The Assembly still needs to introduce an ordinance, take public testimony, and vote. But Wednesday's 6-3 vote marked a major pivot away from the city's investment in the gondola project, which has been plagued with controversy since it was purchased in 2022. Its price tag has ballooned to a potential cost of as much as $37 million. Here is Assemblymember Christine Wohl explaining her vote to end the project.
We have to stop this current situation we're in of losing money for a project that will not pencil out in its current form.
Despite the Assembly's vote, the door isn't fully closed on the gondola. In the motion, the Assembly asked the Eagle Crest Board to continue searching for other project investors who might want to pay for the gondola project themselves. The cost of the city backing out of the revenue sharing agreement with Goldbelt is roughly $9 million. How that will be paid is still up in the air, although the Assembly asked city staff to look for other avenues of compensation that aren't just cash. The Assembly's proposed ordinance is slated to be up for public hearing on May 18th. This is Alaska Public Media.